Most of the travelers who were caught en route and stranded on September 11th have long since made it to their destinations, but not Pendicup and Kylie. They are koalas who hail from San Diego, and they are stranded in Boston, specifically at the Franklin Park Zoo, where Christine Morabito works as a senior zookeeper. Christine Morabito, how did the koalas get to Boston?
We flew American Airlines back in June, and they rode in the passenger area with me in their carriers.
And didn't they get return tickets?
Well, American Airlines very generously offered to fly us back as well, but with the events that have happened over the last couple of weeks, they were unable to do that, unfortunately.
Now, explain the connection here. How is it that the travel restrictions make it harder for the two koalas to fly back to San Diego?
I believe it's mostly because of the security issues. Once the koalas are inside the crates, we're not able to open the crates up to have the crates inspected by security.
How big are these koalas?
They weigh about 8 pounds. They're both just under 2 years old.
It's surprising that such small creatures couldn't somehow be transported. I mean, if you put them in the kind of carrier that you take a dog or a cat in, they wouldn't appreciate that.
I think it's mainly because we can't take them out of the crates. Once they're inside the crates, we're not supposed to open them because it's very stressful for the animals.
Are koalas very much, are they very susceptible to stress? Are they nervous little guys?
They really are. They're very susceptible to different stresses, such as noises. As a matter of fact, we had some horticulture folks doing some chainsawing in behind their barn today, and Kylie, the youngest koala, climbed up to the top of one of the branches and just shook for about 10 minutes, and you don't always know what is going to be stressful for them.
And how can you tell when they're getting stressed out?
Well, koalas do a couple of things when they're stressed. They do the shaking that I mentioned earlier. They also make sort of a hiccuping sound, which isn't good.
Well, it sounds like the zoo having provided for a rather short-term summertime visit from the koalas, and now it sounds like an open-ended visit from the koalas. You've had to improvise somewhat.
Well, we are in the process of finding another carrier. It looks like we may be flying them FedEx in a couple of weeks.
Flying them FedEx?
Mm-hmm.
You mean they would actually be on one of those planes which just typically have parcels on them?
Yes, that's correct.
And would you go along on the FedEx plane with them as they're?
Yes, I would. Myself and another keeper as well. But at this point, we would just like to get them back to San Diego safely.
Well, Ms. Morabito, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Christine Morabito, senior zookeeper at the Franklin Park Zoo in Boston, temporary home to the koalas, Pendicup, and Kylie.